What Little Things, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Zhao Yunlan touches people a lot. He's aware of it, of course, and sometimes it might be very deliberate. But mostly that's just the way he is. You know, touch someone's arm, pat them on the shoulder, shove that thing when he's being particularly annoying. That kind of thing. He never thinks about it all that much. Except then Shun Wei comes around and... oh, how much Zhao Yunlan wants to touch. So he's a bit more aware than he might usually be when he pats Shun Wei on the shoulder, just in a friendly way, like you do. Zhao Yunlan's hand feels like it tingles at the contact, a little thrill shooting through him, and there's no way he can miss the way Shun Wei stiffens. There's still that small, friendly smile on Shun Wei's face, but that too has gone a bit rigid, Zhao Yunlan thinks. Still, his hand lingers for just a moment. Maybe he wants to make sure that he isn't wrong, that it's his touch making Shun Wei go all tense. Maybe he just can't help himself. When he pulls his hand away, he can almost imagine that Shun Wei breathes a little sigh of relief. Later, Zhao Yunlan finds that Shun Wei is full of contradictions. For all that, he goes stiff and uncomfortable sometimes when Zhao Yunlan touches him, and Zhao Yunlan tries to remember, but sometimes he only realizes when it's already too late. At other times, Shun Wei seems more than happy to have Zhao Yunlan close to him. Zhao Yunlan builds a whole bunch of theories about the whole thing, and can't decide if any one of them comes even close to the truth. So, Zhao Yunlan tries to take it slow. He's fucking head over heels for Shun Wei, and he thinks Shun Wei feels, well, maybe not quite the same, but he's interested at least. Zhao Yunlan is not good at taking things slow, but he's figuring it out. Zhao Yunlan pulls Shun Wei against him, grasping at Shun Wei's shoulders as he crashes his lips against Shun Wei's. Shun Wei whimpers against Zhao Yunlan's lips, and then suddenly Zhao Yunlan is pushed up against the wall, Shun Wei's lips never leaving his. Shun Wei shoves his thigh between Zhao Yunlan's legs, while he continues to kiss Zhao Yunlan with fierceness that he wasn't expecting. Zhao Yunlan holds on a bit tighter, Shun Wei's thigh is pressed against his cock, and Zhao Yunlan wants to whimper and grind himself against Shun Wei. He's pretty sure he's going to have finger-shaped bruises where Shun Wei is holding on to him. Well, screw taking things slow. Do you want to come inside? Zhao Yunlan gasps out, once they eventually pull apart to breathe. Shun Wei's eyes are dark, deep pools of hunger, and Zhao Yunlan shivers. Zhao Yunlan really doesn't expect the touching thing to be an issue after that. Well, as long as he keeps it to something publicly acceptable around other people. Shun Wei is a very private person, after all. Except they're walking next to each other and Zhao Yunlan slings his arm around Shun Wei's shoulders, all casual, and Shun Wei just stops. It's not even slightly subtle. He stops in his tracks, his whole body freezing, and then stares at Zhao Yunlan with wide eyes and an expression that Zhao Yunlan isn't quite sure about. It's enough to make Zhao Yunlan pull away. He suddenly feels like he should apologize, but he's not quite sure for what. The moment Zhao Yunlan isn't touching him, Shun Wei ducks his head, a blush spreading over his cheeks. Sorry, Zhao Yunlan says, even if he still doesn't know what he's sorry for. He just knows that he is. Shun Wei lifts his gaze to Zhao Yunlan and smiles faintly. No, I'm... The blush on his cheeks grows a bit redder, and it looks so adorable that Zhao Yunlan really kind of wants to kiss him right now. That probably wouldn't help. Not around others, Zhao Yunlan, please. Shun Wei whispers, barely loud enough for Zhao Yunlan to hear. So, maybe Shun Wei is a lot more private than Zhao Yunlan had thought. But Zhao Yunlan gets to touch as much as he wants in private, so he doesn't really mind. Much. I'll try, Zhao Yunlan says with a grin. But it's hard to keep my hands to myself around you, Professor Shun. Zhao Yunlan is going to blame the fact that he really is feeling a bit under the weather for how he uses Shun Wei for a pillow in the car with Shun Wei's students right there. It takes him far too long to realize how tense Shun Wei has gone, and then even longer to decide if he should move away or not. That would probably just draw more attention, right? Zhao Yunlan pretends to be asleep, just to buy himself some time. And then, slowly, Shun Wei relaxes and adjusts the pillow a bit, and Zhao Yunlan lets himself actually drift off. When he drapes his jacket over Shun Wei's shoulders, Shun Wei stiffens again, and this time there isn't even anyone else looking at them. Zhao Yunlan pretends he doesn't notice, and Shun Wei doesn't say anything about it. But then, Shun Wei never really says anything about it, which probably means it's up to Zhao Yunlan to actually ask. It's going to bother him if he doesn't, and look, he doesn't want to keep making Shun Wei uncomfortable like that, so he really should ask, but... Well, a lot of things happen, and Zhao Yunlan doesn't quite get around to it. So, you're the black-cloaked envoy, Zhao Yunlan says. Again, like the words will make it more real. He's seen the whole transformation, and a lot of things make more sense now, but still, he's dating the black-cloaked envoy. That's so cool, Zhao Yunlan grins at Shun Wei. I'm dating the black-cloaked envoy, he tells Shun Wei. Shun Wei looks at him with a sort of fond exasperation, and Zhao Yunlan laughs. Then he gets up from the couch, and straddles Shun Wei's thighs. Because he can, and because things have been a bit tense between them lately, and he damn well misses being close to Shun Wei. Shun Wei looks a bit startled, and Zhao Yunlan nuzzles against Shun Wei's shoulder, pressing his face against Shun Wei's throat, one of his hands grasping Shun Wei's arm just above one of his sleeve garters. Shun Wei goes completely stiff. It kind of stings, just a bit. Zhao Yunlan lets out a slow breath, and pulls away just enough to look at Shun Wei. I've been meaning to ask, Zhao Yunlan says, failing to sound casual. What's with that reaction? For a moment he thinks Shun Wei might pretend not to know what he's talking about, but then he bites his lip and blushes. I mean, if there's things you don't want me to do, you should tell me, you know, Zhao Yunlan hurries to say, before Shun Wei can misunderstand what he means. Shun Wei looks startled for a moment, and then a little furrow appears between his brows as he keeps looking at Zhao Yunlan. Zhao Yunlan wants to reach out and smooth it away. Shun Wei opens his mouth slightly, and then closes it again like he can't make actual words happen. Instead, he wraps his arms loosely around Zhao Yunlan's waist. Zhao Yunlan can feel his own muscles relax a bit, and only then realizes how tensely he'd been holding himself. He takes a slow breath and smiles at Shun Wei, trying to take the sting out of his words. I still kind of need actual words, Shun Wei. There's another moment, and Zhao Yunlan can see Shun Wei struggling with himself. I'm teasing Ren, Shun Wei says at last. Well, obviously, Zhao Yunlan thinks, and then actually takes a moment to try to figure out how that applies to the matter at hand. No matter how he tries, he can't quite see the connection. Yeah, maybe a few more words than that. Shun Wei swallows and looks away, his arms around Zhao Yunlan tighten at the same time. Zhao Yunlan leans in and brushes his lips against Shun Wei's forehead. It makes Shun Wei look back at him, his eyes wide and startled. Zhao Yunlan smiles gently at him. I'd really like to know if I'm doing something that makes you uncomfortable, he tells Shun Wei. No, Zhao Yunlan, you... Shun Wei says immediately, and then doesn't quite manage to get any further. It's not that kind of uncomfortable, Shun Wei says awkwardly. Zhao Yunlan blinks and tries to puzzle out what that means. He feels a bit slow as he finally starts putting two and two together. It still doesn't make sense exactly, but... You mean your shoulders and what? Arms? Me touching you there makes you all hot and bothered. Shun Wei blushes and makes a short nod. And okay, that reaction is probably confirmation enough. Zhao Yunlan feels a rush of relief, followed closely by a sort of giddy excitement. He grins at Shun Wei. Shun Wei swallows. Zhao Yunlan moves his hand to Shun Wei's shoulder. A lot later, they're both lying in bed. Zhao Yunlan runs his hand lazily over Shun Wei's shoulder, down his arm. Shun Wei shivers and smiles tiredly at him. Zhao Yunlan feels rather proud that even Shun Wei's stamina seems to be just a tiny bit worn down at the moment. He still doesn't quite get how the hell shoulders and upper arms are that much of a turn-on for anyone, but he's definitely not complaining. Zhao Yunlan trails his hand back up Shun Wei's arm and thinks about the not-quite conversation they'd had before they'd gotten very pleasantly distracted. Wait a minute. Is this a thing for all Di Xingren? Shun Wei nods. Oh, well, that's... It sure puts a new light on some things. You should tell me all about it, Zhao Yunlan says, and probably about a lot of other things that Zhao Yunlan apparently has no idea about. How the hell didn't he know? Then he grins at Shun Wei. But... later. Zhao Yunlan leans in to lick Shun Wei's shoulder. The end.